A top job in the gambling regulation world is open as the Massachusetts Gaming Commission is looking to hire a new administrative leader. As executive director of the Gaming Commission, Ed Bedrosian supervised a staff of 90 people who did the complex regulatory work that led to the openings of the state's two resort casinos, MGM Springfield and Encore Boston Harbor.
There were a number of challenging times.
With the casinos up and running and the commission shifting to an oversight role, Bedrosian said it was time to move on. He's returning to the international law firm where he worked before he was hired by the Gaming Commission in December 2015. At a public meeting in Boston Thursday, the day before Bedrosian's resignation was scheduled to take effect, the commission voted unanimously to appoint Karen Wells, director of the commission's Investigations and Enforcement Bureau, as interim executive director. However, the five-member commission was unable to agree on a process for selecting a new permanent executive director. They disagreed over whether to hire a consultant to recruit candidates and initially screen applicants. Commission Chair Kathy Judd Stein argued for an outside search firm.
It's so important to make sure that internal candidates feel comfortable, outside candidates feel it's fair and objective, and so it is for such a big position. You know, it is a big position.
Commissioner Gail Cameron said the search for applicants could be done by the commission's own human resources staff.
I think we've had mixed results in the past when we've hired executive search firms. That's my recollection.
Hiring an outside firm would likely prolong the time it takes to hire a new executive director, since bringing on a consultant would have to be done through a competitive bidding process. Whichever way the commission goes, Judge Stein pledged the hiring of the next executive director will be fair and transparent.
We want this process to be as open and as inclusive of all of us here at the table as possible, consistent with the requirements of the open meeting law.
State law allows for two of the five commissioners to conduct interviews in private to reduce the field of applicants to two or three finalists. Candidates for the job who are identified as finalists must be interviewed by the five commissioners in a public meeting. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.